Hello, good morning or good day. Welcome to Turning Point with Femi Emmanuel. Welcome to TPGF, Turning Point Global Family Daily Devotional Prayer and Prophetic Altar. Wake up to this altar daily. After praying and listening to me, then pray more on your own as much as you can. Then rebroadcast to all on your contact. Do so daily. Somebody may be saying, but why are you saying this repeatedly every day? Yes, to build a culture and form a habit. Same thing I do for asking for Titus and Caesars to do so almost daily. And the Christ life-like and all the other Christian habits. It is deliberate. It is intentional. After receiving the prayers and the teachings, please rebroadcast to all on your contact. Welcome also to Monday, the 17th day in February 2025. Open your hands for prayers. Let's start with a simple chorus of praise and thanksgiving today. If you know it, sing it along with us. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. All we have to say is thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. All we have to say is thank you, Lord. If you, as you take your bath this morning, under showers, sing that song. Even if you have to take water from your bucket to take your bath, still sing it. A divine presence of God and His anointing shall back you up in all you do. Everything you set your heart to do, you will receive answers in the name of Jesus. The Lord Almighty will back you up. Now, let's go on and see what God is saying to us today. As you take the power of God will come on you. Everything you agree, I prophesy, you shall have more than you desire. Thanking God is application for more. God will open difficult doors for you. New opportunities, pleasant surprises, your expectations shall become your manifestation. I prophesy over all your to-do list for this week and all the good things you have in your mind, they will succeed maximally. Who is this? You have suffered many disappointments in life, failed marital relationship, failed appointments, business failure, you got pregnant and a miscarriage came, visa cancellation, employment letter, then termination, awarded contract, lost it again. Something is always failing. You get it, you lose it. Almost happened, never happened. Whose case am I describing? Whose sons and daughters and business case am I describing? Lay your right hand on your chest gently as I pray. No more promise and fail. No more get it and lose it. No more disappointment and frustration. No more tears and pains. God shall restore and compensate you for all the losses. There is a turn in your favor. Say amen. I say there is a turn in your favor. Oh, what kind of amen is this? There is a turn in your favor. In the name of Jesus, God Almighty shall move on your behalf. Everything you have lost shall come back double in the name of Jesus. Say amen, I receive it. Observe a fast tomorrow till 2 p.m. Do a warfare prayers. Please, everything you have lost shall come back in the name of Jesus. The power of God will continue to work on you. I want you to back up your prayers with battle seed if you can. We don't buy God's favor. We don't pay for His blessings. But the power of seed and harvest, backing up prayers like this, can be awesome. Send in your testimonies. When things begin to happen, they shall surely happen. February 17th celebrant, your birthday prayers. May God bless your birthday. May you mark this day yearly and you rise from level to level in good health, in prosperity, and in power. In Jesus' name. Happy birthday, listeners. Welcome to a 2-week journey into insightful and impactful teachings. We are using questions and situations sent in by people to do teachings. Send in yours if you have any. Listen attentively. Take note of the knowledge, the truth, and the wisdom, and apply them in running your life. First issue today. Good morning, lovely daddy of our generation. I'm a young widow, 37 years old. I got married November 2020. I gave birth January 2022, but I lost the child. Last year, September 2024, I lost my husband too. Daddy, how long should I have to wait before I marry again? Because there's one of my friends that I know very well before. He's now seeking my hand in marriage. Daddy, I love him. Even our families, they know each other and we live in the same environment. Daddy, I need your advice. Thank you, sir. Wow. Let me start by commiserating with you on behalf of TPGF, the loss of your child in 2022 and your husband in 2024. May God comfort your heart. But losing your husband September 20, 2024 and considering marriage to someone else February 2025. In less than 5 months. No, I think something is wrong with that. That sounds somehow. What will people around you say? I'm sure many listeners today will also be feeling somehow. Both the man coming for you in less than 5 months of widowhood and you giving it a consideration. No, it is not right. I know you have to remarry and start life all over again, but give it a gap of at least a year or a little more so you are not misunderstood by people. And also, you will not jump from fry pan to fire. Tell the man to keep off. I don't think the man means well. Don't fall into temptation of close relationship with him so he does not take advantage of your vulnerability and start sleeping with you. Cut off completely. Don't accept gifts, money gifts, or other gifts from him. Wait on God. God will sort you out and bring the right person at the right time. I'm also praying for you. Listeners, any advice for her, please send it to our line. +234-809-789-4000. It will get to me and I will share it. One good thing on this platform is that everything is done anonymously. We don't mention anyone's names, neither do we know anyone facially. So we are free to talk and to make contributions. Next, when I started going to Mountain of Fire Church, my stepmother did not like it and said I should stop. But I didn't stop. Sir, do you think I'm disobeying her for not following her instruction? And is that a sin? Wow, I imagine this is coming from a young person. It depends on how old and mature you are and whether you are dependent on her. If you are a mature person, 18 years and above, and your welfare does not depend on her, you should be free to serve God in whichever church atmosphere you chose to. You did not tell us about your father, since she's your stepmother. What's your father's opinion about this? Like I said, it depends on how mature you are and how independent you are. There is no sin in choosing which church to belong to, as long as you belong to a Bible-believing and practicing church where you can grow spiritually and also serve God. But if you are still under their care, then please, if they insist, please comply till you are more matured and you are independent of them. Next, I'm a dedicated TPGF follower. My spouse and I have been having issues for some time now. Though we still live together in the same house, we no longer relate as husband and wife, except on issues concerning the children. He cheats on me with other women, but I am not cheating. He refused to leave for me to move on with my life. He claimed I am the cause of the issues we have. Sir, I want to know if as a Christian woman, is it a sin for me to use a dildo as I can't have sexual partner since the marriage is not yet dissolved? Wow, how did it come to this? You were properly married and you have children for each other. So how? You are a Christian. Is he one? Why not let your pastor or church elders get involved and try and settle the matter? He said, you are the cause of the issues. So what are the issues he's complaining about? I want to believe you can still settle this matter with a respected marriage counselor, a pastor, and an elder if they will intervene. As to dildo for emotional sexual satisfaction, I will not encourage that. Number one, it is addictive. Number two, I have no Bible passage to support it. You have already married him and you have children together. So you two should calm down man's prayer warfare for a peaceful home. If there are other things I should know about this, please get back to me. But put to practice the counsel I have given here first. Wow. Marriage issues. Let's build on this ministration tomorrow. Rebroadcast this to all on your contact. Send your own questions or situations as well. There shall be live broadcast later today, Monday's edition, 8 to 9 p.m. on our social media platforms. I hope you have subscribed to our YouTube and you have liked our Facebook, as I have called on all TPGF members to do. Please subscribe and like today. I want to specially thank God for TPGF family members and listeners paying their personal and business tithe. Some members are beginning to do their corporate tithing. The size of their tithe seed make me to know this is from corporate tithing. I prophesy profusely on their businesses to grow. All business owners, career owners, platform owners, all career people, all professionals, everyone with investment, please find something to represent that business, that investment. I want to prophesy on businesses, on platforms, on networks, on producers and product today. Raise it up. I prophesy your business will enlarge, your platform will explode, you will grow in leap and bound. No devourer will come near you. Very soon, all businessmen and women on this platform, you will be paying your tithe in 7 figures, 8 figures, 9 figures without struggle, without stress, like some of you are beginning to do. It will enlarge, it will expand, it will grow. I see it happen in Jesus' name. All businessmen and women, put your businesses on Titan. It is a powerful spiritual exercise. The business will grow. Devourers will not come near it. It will become transgenerational. If you want us to send the TPGF account to you for your tithing and other seed and the PayPal account, send a request chart to +234 809 789 4000. For our UK tithers and donors, send a request chart for HSBC account UK to 074-111-28401. It shall be sent. Start using it. God is not a use and dump God. Your Father that sees you in secret will reward you openly. I pray for all members of TPGF, all listeners to this commission in the last 35 years, all those of you rebroadcasting it for enlargement and blessing. May the Lord bless you. May God bless what you do. Cover you with his grace. May you live long, live in health, live in wealth, live in power, in Jesus' name. What God cannot do does not exist, for God can do all things. God sent me because of you. Heaven will not rest until you are truly blessed and fulfilled. I'm Femi Emmanuel. I love you. TPGF, truly blessed. Bye.